Hermina Shabazz here, owner and operator of Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé and proud sponsor of EPRN, Black-owned and operated radio network. Absolutely Fabulous Chez Soufflé is 100% shea butter whipped to thick, rich, creamy perfection with only natural ingredients. Your skin will delight in the long-lasting moisture and delicate scents such as strawberry mango, baby fresh, and vanilla coconut, to name a few. Visit our website of afshea.com to choose your favorite today.
Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Are you a proud Black business owner or musician? Email me at MinaShaz@gmail.com to have your business and music posted and mentioned on EPRN, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, for a small donation. We're a proud sponsor for Black-owned businesses and are looking forward to promoting your hard work and further success. Again, if you're interested in having your business advertised, please email me at MinaShaz@gmail.com. That's MinaShaz@gmail.com.
Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man,
so this is now what Paul said, but if any man
draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in it.
No pleasure in it.
Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Good Mr. President, I heard that you don't really love us. No, we the chosen and your job is to try to corrupt. Want us to suffer, but the Father, he keeping his cover. Under his mercy, we are waking up, it's almost over. Telling my people to repent, learn to be sober, study the ways. Understand it's a curse, and we had to be slaves. Still stiff-necked, breaking all the laws we would give. All the ones that'll be pretending are those who know they're the children, so they obey. Woe to those with no faith, a part of his spirit, and so we can't be erased. Therefore, we gotta get it right or get tossed in the lake. Picture brimstones touching your face, it's too real, ain't it? The torture got me motivated, I don't wanna burn. Know it's a better place to go and I gotta learn. Humble myself, I'm strengthening my spirit. Gotta turn down the flesh to even hear it. Do you feel it?
Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my trust in God, blessed to be breathing. Even though at times it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
The fact of the matter is that this life is a battle. We're being chastised now with a spiritual powder. How you expect to go to war with no ammo? You better think about it. We are like a nation of Rambos. Even the king riding. Gotta disarm us before we unify. Identify each other as brothers and come to genocide. Let's ride. Israelite pride. And the Bible is my 45. Study getting scriptures, getting closer to the Most High. Tell me who wanna bang out with the highest power. Without him, you dirt cheap, like a drinking happy hour. This goes out to all the non-believers. Y'all a bunch of cowards. Y'all too busy being wicked, letting poor be pit the fire. I wake up confessing, knowing I'm wrong. I don't deserve to live. I am not worthy of him or his kill. So I thank him every day that I wake and see that I live. Ain't nothing fake, I'm in the world.
breathing. Even though it's hard, that's what I believe in. Before fleeing, I'm fasting and pleading. Who do you believe in?
You got control, line, pick a side. Strapped in for the ride. Grace means you survived. A lot of Judah ain't alive. Pain thorn in my side. Strain worn, born to thrive. Chain torn, tossed aside. Drain mourn from genocide. Who do you believe in? Set it off like Stephen. Soon as we go to preaching, they coming for your breathing. Is it heaven that you seeking or folly that you speaking? The foe steady peaking, the spirit steady leading. Allah is one and he won't change. Even Aaron's sons burn from the strange flames. So what is you talking about? We struggling, we feel pain. Cause we curse now, we struggle with the real name. Higher, forgive us. Our arms is present, but we still lame. We some lions trapped and captive and we still tame. And these pastors, they some actors, they just still change. So when I ask you, do you struggle or you feel shame? Or is the soul game?
John 14 and 2 through 4. Like heaven looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if they were any that did understand and seek the Most High. 3, they are all gone aside, they are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. 4, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat of my people as they eat bread, and call not upon thy power of higher.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
Peace and blessings, family. Thank you for joining me this evening. The world is getting more and more obnoxious and perverse. People are getting more and more violent. For instance, a man punched a flight attendant in the face or in her nose and causing it to bleed because he refused to put on a mask that she requested for him to put on. And then you have high schoolers giving lap dances to staff members. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Now, as I can say, this world is getting more and more crazier. These are just a couple of Sodom and Gomorrah things going on nowadays. The world is being left to its own devious devices, and it's going on big time. And you have everything going on with the mask mandates, the taking the jab. You know, it's starting to be more and more pushed and enforced. And the Most High is doing this deliberately, family. This is not all by coincidence that everything that's going on now is not. There's no coincidence that it's going on now. It's going on for a serious reason. So, but I'm going to just take us, well, the children of Israel, we need to wake up and come out of this because the Most High is going to lay judgment on all these things. And, of course, there's stuff that has to go down, but we need to protect ourselves in this hour. We really, truly do. And Jeremiah chapter 2 is going to talk about what's happening and why, for the most part, in this time of unrighteousness and unruliness, that black people, men and women, are getting the bulk of the punishments and the bulk of the problems that are going on in this world and why all the troubles are being laid down on us, you know, even to the jab part. And they want us to pretty much take the jab. And since we're not going along with this right here, they're trying to cause it to be our problem. So they want it to be our problem as to what's going on and the reason why it's being, the so-called disease is being spread and everything. But deep down, it's being spread because of their wickedness and their choices of not wanting to be right. But judgment is coming on this place, and I just want the children of Israel to be prepared, the children of America, the children of Judah to be prepared, because there's a lot going on. But let's go ahead and get started. We're going to do Jeremiah chapter 2. And I'm going to read this to you and break it down as to why we're struggling. And you'll be able to see why we are being punished the most in these times and why there are going to be a lot more of us that are going to be punished and that will be going down in these times to come. Because this is some serious, dreadful times, family. Like right now, everybody's getting ready for these holidays. Now, mind you, they were telling you to pretty much, stay inside, don't do this and don't do that, and all these things. But yet, and the same thing, they want you to celebrate these holidays that are coming up. For instance, the Halloween, they're so excited about Halloween, and they want you to go out and buy that candy so that you can have people come knocking on your door to beg for candy. at your house, but yet we're supposed to be social distancing. Okay? But yet, there are going to be people out here that's going to be marching down these streets, parents knocking on doors and everything, everybody, and I'm pretty sure those that, you know, oh my gosh, we're going to have on a mask. You know, we're going to be done. No, not everybody's going to have a mask covering their face. Sometimes it's going to have their face painted. And they're going to come to your door, knock, and they're going to say trick or treat with their breath blowing into your faces or whatever, and yet they're telling us about being sick and how we need to get jabbed up. And, of course, you know, the so-called Xmas holidays are on the approach as well. And so is the Thanksgiving. So all these little, these paganistic, you know, man-made holidays are all coming up because they want you to spend this money. So they're going to say, we're going to put the jab and all the worries and all the cares of that to the side right now. We need you guys to go out here and spend this money. And a lot of our black people are going to get joint and go involve ourselves in this. A lot of us are going to enjoy ourselves in these things and not listening to the word of the Most High. There's signs going on all over the world, all over the place. But let's just get on to Jeremiah, because there's a lot to talk about here. Jeremiah chapter 2, and there's a lot of verses here. And let's go ahead and get started. It says, moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, I remember thee, the kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousals, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. So he's talking about us in Egypt. He took us out of Egypt. You know, we were like a spouse to him. We were like his wife. We were the bride. And, you know, and he pretty much was telling us, you know, he remembered us in those days. When thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land that was not sown. So pretty much, you know how Most High gave Moses the commandments and everything, and how we did do worship stuff, and how he had us preparing to be with him. He was cleansing us in that wilderness, but we chose to walk away. Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall offend, even shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Evil shall come upon them for sure, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me, that they are gone far from me, and have walked after vanity, and are become vain? Now, a lot of us have become vain. We stopped walking after the Most High. We was his first fruits. But we chose not to follow him. But somehow he wants to know why we left. What happened? Well, he's trying to figure out. He said, what iniquity have your fathers found in me? He's asking, what have they found in me that would make you turn away from me, that would make you want to go other places and seek other gods? Neither said they, where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that no man passed through, where no man dwelleth? And it's kind of like what we're going through right now. We're going through pits at this point and being brought to the brink of shadow death. And we have actually experiencing death within our lands and amongst our people. But our people are so, a lot of us are just spiritually gone. And everything is a fleshly thought perspective. And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye entered, ye defiled my land and made mine heritage an abomination. So he pretty much said, you made his land and you made an abomination. You started doing other things. You started dancing. They built that, when they built that idol of the bull with their gold and silver they had around their necks. The priest said not, where is the Lord? And they that handled the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal and walked after things that do not profit. So pretty much that's what's going on right now to this day. A lot of our preachers now are just going after Baal in that money. Now, I won't even say it's Baal anymore. I'm just saying they're just going after the money. They're going after Mammon. Mammon is their god now. And that's all they think about. And a lot of these preachers and pastors, and some even our people who are in these groups and camps nowadays, even they have turn to vanity. Because it's either what they say goes or it doesn't matter. Because you have some of us who believe in the so-called New Testament, some of us who don't, who believe in Yeshua, and some of us who don't, which is totally abomination. Because how can you do that? It's going back to, you know, what has he done to cause you guys to deny him? Wherefore, I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with your children's children while I plead. Now, pleading means, he's sitting here just going around begging us to do right. Pleading is having our kids shot down the street. Pleading with us is having our needs not being met in this day and age. While we've been put at the very bottom of the world's list, so to speak, we're that outcast of the world family. And so the Most High did this on purpose. He intentionally did this. For pass over the isles of Chittim and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Hath a nation changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But by my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. And we have. We've changed our glory to the point that we're sitting around, we degrade our own selves. Our ladies, our daughters are being paraded around like dogs. Like there's a video of this, I want to say he was Cuban, I'm not sure. But anyway, he had a music video, and he had black women portrayed as dogs on their knees, walking around with little collars on their neck and whatever. He eventually sent out a post apologizing for that, but we know deep down that he's not apologetic. He just did that to make sure he keeps his sales up and that he don't lose people. But our people love to have all this soul because we're okay with that. We're okay with being treated like degenerates. We're okay with that. We've been so brought to such low states. The Most High allowed us to be brought to such low states that we don't even have any self-esteem, no self-courage, no self-love whatsoever. And we don't even respect our own. We don't even respect our own. We would take a racist white person's word over our own brothers and sisters. Yes, Joe Biden. You know, we'll be willing to make those type of sacrifices. Hath the nations changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be you very desolate, says the Lord. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Okay, so pretty much we're going out here. We had a cistern, strong, beautiful. And yet, you know, to get water and supplies in. But yet we went out here and got this little broken system, got a little hole here. And we go and get those things. We find those things more attractive, is what he's saying. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Why is he spoiled? The young lions roared upon him and yelled, and they made his land waste. His cities are burnt without inhabitant. Also the children of Noph and Tahapons have broken the crown of thy head. Hast thou not procured this unto thyself, in that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God when he led thee by the way? And now what hast thou to do in the way of Egypt, to drink the waters of Sihor? Or what hast thou to do in the way of Assyria, to drink the waters of the river? Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backslidings shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. And so that's why we're seeing what we're going through right now. A lot of this time, that's why you're seeing a lot of our people are going down a lot more. You've seen a lot of our kids are being even more slaughtered, and this showed no respect and no love. The Most High has given us into the hands of people who have no remorse, who have no heart. And he said this in the beginning. He told us this in Genesis. Well, no, I'm speaking, not Genesis. I think it was Exodus, he told us about the hands that he put us in. He put us in the hand of people who are just the wickedest, who show no love for the young or the old. Okay? Because he, Messiah is pretty much, shoot strong words, he is pissed with us. And therefore, he is allowing punishments upon punishments to come down. He's taking his hedge away. Because back in the day, Israel and Judah, Israel, I'm just going to, you know, there, I'm looking, he's going back and forth between those two because the names, but I'm talking about the people of Israel, that he allowed us to be broken. He allowed it. He took his hedge away because we turned away from him, as you heard in the beginning of what I was reading. We turned ourselves away from him. We became boastful and proud. That's what happened. And therefore, he's allowing all kinds of things to happen to us. And we sit here and wonder why. We keep asking why. We have our Black News Authority people asking why. You know, what is this? And thinking that they're going to be able to change it. But the Most High told us, no man will save you. No man shall save us. Even all the Black newscasters who are out there pointing out all these things that are happening, what's going on. But deep down, there's nothing they can do. There's nothing they will be able to do. But because of their pride, they're going to assume they can, or they're going to try. They continue to believe, and they're going to sit there and not the power of the Most High. They're going to sit there and deny him. And yet, we're going to continue to see the downfalls of this. And let's keep reading. Let's see. And it says, thy own wickedness shall correct thee, and thy backsliding shall reprove thee. Know, therefore, and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord, God of hosts. So we don't fear him. Because we don't, a lot of us don't even think he exists. And that's just plain to the point. We're just to the point now, we don't even think he exists. You know, we think, everybody's think that this is just a world where man think he has control over everything. And that's what Jeremiah, this is, the whole book of Jeremiah is going to show all of this. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands. Thou sayest, I will not transgress, when upon every high hill and under every green tree thou wanderest playing the harlot. So we said, okay, after he gets us out of every situation, after every captivity that he's allowed us to be in, every time we come out, we beg, we plead, Most High Power, we love you, we're not going to do this again. Help us, save us, you know, forgive our transgressions. And then what we go do, as soon as he get us right and get us back in the play, what we go do? We go play the harlot. We're back out there again, dealing with the Egyptian gods. We're dealing with, you know, some of us think we're all right. Some of us think we know we're Egyptian goddesses and all that kind of stuff, and believing in all that witchcraft and witchery. Yet I have planted thee a noble vine, woolly a ripe seed. How then art thou turned into the degenerate plant of a strange vine unto me? He made us holy and righteous. We're supposed to be going around here giving this word to the planet. We're supposed to be going around here telling the world what's going on. We're supposed to be going around. He chose our nation as that nation. And we chose to play the harlot. We said, no, we're just going to go and do other things. I mean, how can you? I'm just trying to figure out. And it was a thing to me. As I was reading it, and I came to the truth to find out what was going on with us. And I literally was reading everything, and I'm like, how? How could you turn yourself away from such power? How could you just let go of such power? You have the power of the world creator, the one who created all things. How can you turn your back? How can you turn away from such strength and power to go at the weak, nobodies, nothings? For though thou wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord. I mean, yeah, we wash up and everything, the physical soap and everything like that, but we still unclean to him. How canst thou say, I am not polluted? I have not gone after Balaam. See thy way in the valley. Know what thou hast done. Thou art a swift dromedary traversing her ways, a wild ass used to the wilderness that snuffed up the wind at her pleasure, in her occasion. Who can turn her away? All they that seek her will not weary themselves. In her month they shall find her. Withhold thy foot from being unshod, and thy throat from thirst. But thou saidest, there is no hope. No, for I have loved strangers, and after them will I go. So that's what we did. We ended up going after strangers, and we do it to this day. We do it to this very single day, even after all the signs. And our, even our Christian brothers and sisters, and, you know, and this is not an attack on them, but seriously, this Christianity has them totally oblivious to the real message of the Most High Power. We have let Europeans and Gentiles, and we've let these people dictate to us what the Most High has told for us, and He has set forth for us. He only gave us the wisdom for this book and His word. But yet we've gone after other gods, chasing after them. And for what purpose has it served us? What have we gained from that? As the thief is ashamed when he is found, so is the house of Israel ashamed. They, their kings, their princesses, and their priests, and their prophets, saying to a stock, thou art my father, and to a stone thou hast brought me forth. For they have turned their back unto me, and not their face. But in the time of their trouble, they will say, arise and save us. So pretty much what he's saying here right now is that we go worship wood and stone. Everybody know the cross and the cobblestone. Everybody knows this. We go around worshiping trees. We worship rocks, you know what I'm saying, with Mother God and Europa and all that kind of Gentile stuff. You know, and then, but then when trouble really hits and arise, we go run to Him, you know, because we realize those, the rocks and the trees and the birds that you worship, the rivers, they're not going to save us. They're not there for us. But yet we go to Him and when Him, oh, save us, save us. And that's what He did. He did that. But He got tired. That last one was the last straw for Him. And so therefore He put us in the 400-year captivity. And we have been dispersed and destroyed ever since. Our children, our children's children, have been being punished. But we don't see it because we don't think that He's real. We don't think that this is happening. But anyway, I digress. Let's keep going. And He says, but where are thy gods that thou hast made thee? Let them arise if they can save thee in the time of thy trouble. For according to the number of thy cities are thy gods, O Judah. So all these cities, we got God for everything. We got, you know, we just all over the place with the gods worship. So He's pretty much saying, okay, go find them. Go call on them and see if they can save you out of your poverty, out of the stress that you're having right now in your life, out of the murders and slaughters that take place every day, daily in our neighborhoods and stuff. Wherefore will ye plead with me? You all have transgressed against me, saith the Lord. In vain have I smitten your children. They receive no correction. Your own sword have devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. Y'all, he talking, this verse right here, verse 30, is just talking all about how we destroyed ourselves. I had brought that up earlier in the conversation, that we just going around killing ourselves. The enemy's killing us, and we killing ourselves. You know, he said, I have smitten your children. They have received no correction. Your own sword hath devoured your prophets like a destroying lion. So those who came around to try to help you, try to come around and say, okay, family, we got to get this together. Most High is, you know, He's sending out corrections. He's trying to send out help. But our people say, no, we ain't listening. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people, we are lords. We will come no more unto thee. So, in other words, you know, they are lords. We say we're lords now. We're gods. We're lords, gods, and we're going to, you know, we got this handled. We got this whole planet thing handled. We got these enemies that's going ahead slaughtering us daily, you know, who's about to really enforce some serious stuff right now with this jab thing. They'll take away all your little rights and stuff. And then, of course, we're going to get the bottom of the barrel of all of this because this punishment is made for Israel. And I know a lot of you guys don't want to believe that, but a lot of what's going on now is made for us because we need to see. And it says, let's go on. Can a maid forget her ornaments or a bride her attire? Yet my people have forgotten me days without number. Oh, yes, we have. Why trimmest thou thy way to seek love. Therefore hast thou also taught the wicked ones thy ways? Oh. Also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee, because thou sayest, I have not sinned. Pleading does not mean he's going to sit around and be like, oh, you guys, you're okay, you know, just calm down, Israel, you guys. No, pleading means that he allowed our kids to get struck down in the streets. Okay? That's what pleading means. He's allowing us to be struck down, to be punished severely, family. And we need to wake up. Wake up, Zion. Wake up. Let's see. Let's go to verse 36. Why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shalt be ashamed of Egypt, as thou wast ashamed of Assyria. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head. For the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. So right now, family, that was in Jeremiah chapter 2. And yes, he says, thou shalt not prosper in them. So that's why things are not being prosperous for us right now, because we're not following after him. So he's not giving his grace or lending his authority to our needs at this point. He's allowing the world to do as it will with us, because we believe in that saying from that Luciferian, do as thou wilt. And a lot of us believe this, not realizing the wickedness and the evilness of such a thing and such a man. But Zion, we need to wake up and come out of this. And the Most High just told us in this chapter 2, in these verses, what has happened. This is it, family. So are we going to come out of this? Are we going to listen to what he has said? Because he's giving us hope here. He's giving us hope right here. Even though he said, you know, he's going to allow us to be punished, but yet he still offers us hope with this book. He's letting us know what's going on. He sent Jeremiah out back then, and he sent Jeremiah's out today to help save the remnant. The remnant that are listening. The remnant that are repentant. And it has nothing to do with you find out you're Israel. I found out I was Israel, but it was a lot deeper than that. I found out that we were Zion. It was a blessing. It was a great thing to hear. Oh, my goodness, we are a special people. Because it was a question. Why are we being so punished here? Why around the world? Not even just here, but why? Why are we at the bottom of the barrel, people? This can't possibly be just the way it is. And then this book, this Most High, left a word out to let us know. You know, he let us know the beginning to the end, and he let us know the end from the beginning. This is wild, family. And we need to pay attention and wake up. We really need to wake up. We got to come out of the fleshly mindset and get into our spiritual mindsets, because this right here, this is a spiritual battle that's taking place. Yes, the jab is a physical thing, but it's a spiritual thing behind this mentality. There's a spiritual thing behind the chaos. It's a spiritual thing behind all that is going on around this world. And it's deep. And it's very strange that here in Georgia, it's raining. We have storms, and it's going to rain for the rest of the week. You know? It's going to rain for the rest of the week. And guess what? Halloween is, I think, Saturday? Okay? The trick-or-treaters. And the Most High is going to let it rain, and it's going to be storming. And it's not going to be fun to be out there, you know, participating in such wickedness and madness. And don't get it wrong. I did this thing when I was young. Oh, I did it when I was young, and I did it up until the point where I didn't torture treat, but I asked for all my children, even in those things back in the day, until I became aware as to how this is so disrespectful to the Most High, who gave us power. He wanted us to be lords of the land. He wanted us to be lords of the land, but our people took it to a whole other level. We got very proud and boastful about our authority and our status on this planet. So the Most High has to bring things to accord. He has to bring things back to where he had initially wanted it to be. And his people will be serving. Oh, we're coming back to our status. We are coming back to our status. But it's only going to be a few of us. And it ain't going to be those that is going around calling themselves Hebrews. Because to be honest with you, Hebrews, I mean, you know, Hebrews is the general population, but there was a select out of that. Jacob bore seed that the Most High chose as his remnant. And yes, there are others, you know, who are Hebrews, yes. And the Most High has no problem with us man within that group, but it's also those of us that are actually of that godly nature, you know, on his level, that he has marked and redeemed as he is, his first fruits. So, Zion, Israel, brothers and sisters of the faith, be real with yourselves. Be real with the Most High. Repent, repent, repent. Repentance is required, and that repentance requires humbleness. And a lot of us don't have humble hearts. A lot of us are not humble. You know, we think we're owed everything, and everybody owes us everything. And all we're supposed to do is just take, take, take. There's no giving. There's no humility. But the Most High has set up some plans for this, and it's going down right now. And the book of Jeremiah is definitely making its way and making it true that we need to get it together and that he's no longer playing with us in this hour. And this is starting to get really real here, family. It's starting to get really, really real here. So again, I pray that you all repent, all of you repent, and do what's best in the interest of the Most High power. Leave your flesh behind. Totally leave your flesh behind, because this is not what's going to save you in these hours and in these times. All right, family, y'all have a blessed, blessed evening. And meditate on this. Meditate on this chapter. Jeremiah is the book for us right now. Jeremiah and Ezekiel as well. But I prefer right now we're on Jeremiah. So please. So this one we just read was Jeremiah chapter 2. And we went through there and it kind of tells you pretty much what the Most High is feeling right now and why we are being punished in this hour. Have a blessed evening.